Lindsay Dentlinger of Eyewitness News, present in Parliament earlier today, when Pravin Gordhan briefed the Portfolio Committee on Public Enterprises about the state of Eskom. And he didn't pull any punches, did he, Lindsay?
Good afternoon, John. No, he never really does. And he said today that it's always his mission to be as frank and as honest as he can with the Portfolio Committee, having been an ordinary member of that committee and having served with them on the Eskom inquiry, and quoting from that inquiry as he started his statement today, saying that MPs are well aware of all the problems at Eskom over the years, and this is really the culmination of years of mismanagement, of corruption, of a lack of maintenance, of a lack of investment, and this is where we find ourselves today.
Yeah, and it's all very well being honest about the causes and the extent of the problem, but I think what people want to hear is solutions. They want to hear it's going to be fixed, this is how it's going to be fixed, this is when it's going to be fixed, and this is how those people who are responsible for the mess we are in are going to be punished.
John, he cannot give you those assurances that you're looking for and the answers that you want to those points, saying that consumers do deserve an apology from Eskom. He's not denying that at all. But he said he truly believed that Eskom had gotten on top of its load shedding problems in December, and that these problems that are being experienced at power stations at present had come, quote, as a surprise. He did try to give some technical explanations of what has gone wrong. I won't bore you with those details. I'm not quite sure I understand them much myself. But saying that these were just really not something that they could foresee and something that can be resolved overnight. And so now there are Italian engineers on the way to South Africa to come and conduct an assessment. Pravin Gordhan saying unless they identify and can assess all the problems that are being experienced at these very old power stations, they cannot actually provide answers for when the load shedding will come to an end. But he has told the committee that the president is expected to make further announcements regarding Eskom when he replies to the State of the Nation address tomorrow, because he is really concerned about what the instability at Eskom means for attracting investment to South Africa.
And all I've seen is the phrase, some of the people who are responsible for this will soon be wearing orange uniforms, which is the responsibility of the criminal justice system and the National Prosecuting Authority and the courts. So he, you know, I hope he qualified that by saying that we have no influence over this because the NDPP must be independent, but we would hope to see somebody in jail quite soon.
Well, he qualified that by saying that it's hoped that the NPA under its new boss, Shamila Botoy, would be less hesitant to go after people fingered in wrongdoing, fingered in corruption, and he is agreeing with the committee and MPs and the general South African public, I guess, who want to see people, as you said, quote, in orange uniforms. Yes, they don't have, he personally does has no influence over that, but he did express more confidence in the prosecuting authorities and law enforcement agencies.
Okay, and he was not able to offer even a glimmer of hope. Don't worry, Eskom tells me that we should be back to level one by the end of the week, or we hope that by the end of the week, load shedding, at least this iteration of it, will have come and gone.
At best, he's saying within 10 days' time, they hope to be on top of or have a better understanding of what the problems are if they haven't already resolved them. So 10 days is what he's putting on, giving Eskom time to sort out what the problems are, to see if they can fix them, to try to get on top of them. But he is saying that load shedding in some form or another is likely to continue until April.
Okie dokie. Lindsay Dentlinger of Eyewitness News, thank you very much indeed.